Today, Boeing reported a $2.4 billion quarterly loss and announced it would slow production of new aircraft, another sign of how the pandemic is devastating the airline industry. JetBlue also reported a huge loss this week and said revenue in the next quarter is expected to drop by 80% as air travel demand plummets. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. And Seth, let's start with Boeing, which was already in financial trouble before the pandemic, and second quarter earnings are worse than expected. What does that tell you? Is it more of a long-term concern for the industry to see a problem like that at Boeing than at an airline?
That's exactly what it is, Jeremy. You know, if you're looking for good news, and how could there be any good news about a $2.4 billion loss, as you said, well, that's a smaller loss than Boeing reported a year earlier, nearly $3 billion for the same quarter last year. The difference, though, Jeremy, is that back then it seemed like sort of a one-time thing. That was right after the second MAX crash, the first full quarter after that. And Boeing sort of thought, hey, we'll get through this. Setting aside obviously the human toll there, but in financial terms, it would get through that, go back to selling and delivering airplanes. Now it's dealing with something very different, a world that doesn't really want nearly as many airplanes as Boeing and its competitor Airbus thought they would want. If you're looking for actual good news, Boeing's defense business, at least the other side of the company, relatively stable.
And what about JetBlue and its loss reported? How does that weak performance compare to the other airlines? Are they all kind of in the same boat at this point?
Yeah, I've never seen numbers like these before, Jeremy. So JetBlue reported a negative 191% operating loss margin. I mean, for perspective, Jeremy, usually like a negative double-digit margin, you see an airline with negative 12% somewhere in the world, that's terrible. That negative 191% was actually better by that measure than most other U.S. airlines, which were in excess of negative 200%. So this is just off the charts compared to any other environment. JetBlue, fortunate at least to be a mostly domestic airline, unlike Delta, United, and American to a lesser degree, which of course can't fly to many of the places around the world where they like to fly.
When it comes to Delta, it is updating its policy for face coverings, what it allows and what it demands and what it doesn't allow. What's the latest there?
Yeah, Delta has taken the lead in many of these regards. JetBlue actually was the first to mandate masks, but Delta now enforcing its mandate very strictly. It actually, Jeremy, you know, the stereotype about the parent telling a child in a car, hey, I'll turn this car around if you don't behave. Delta turned a plane around the other day, not one that had taken off, but at Detroit, back to the gate, made a couple passengers get off because they refused to wear masks, according to local news reports there. Also now banning masks with exhaust valves. You've seen these masks with the little valves. They say, look, that's not about preventing the spread of this virus. That's for industrial reasons, so you can't wear those either on Delta.
Huh. And what about Amtrak? They're cracking down when it comes to face masks, too.
They are basically saying no exceptions. If you're in a regular seat, you have to have your mask on pretty much the whole time. So the only exception is if you're in an individual room, then you can take your mask off. But other than that, they're going to ask you to get off the train, perhaps ban you from traveling, just as back to Delta. They've banned more than 100 people from flying Delta because they've refused to wear masks.
We'll see if they take that kind of action when it comes to enforcing the quiet car. Seth Kaplan here, my transportation analyst. Thank you.
You got it, Jeremy.